following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. World Cup going on right as we're speaking, along with Wimbledon. The sports world is always moving, and so are we. Good morning, Mike. How are you, brother?
I'm doing good, Dorf. How about you, man?
Can't complain, man. You know, it's a beautiful thing when you get to watch about 12 hours of tennis on your birthday. They have to call it because it's too late, and they have to stop the tennis, and then they move on to another day. So the final of the men's championship right now taking place. You have Novak Djokovic on top by 2-0 over Kevin Anderson, who had to win in the semifinals, 26-24 to get there. And there's a lot of talk, Mike, about how people don't like them playing it out at Wimbledon. They want them to go to a tiebreaker. You know, and then we have people complaining about World Cup soccer. They want those guys to play all day long. So you can't have it both ways, can you, man?
No, you can't. Everybody's going to complain about something. So, you know, it is what it is with each tournament, and I think the fans just have to adjust as they watch each individual tournament myself.
I think that's a good word, man. Adjust. That's what we all have to do in life. Anyways, we've got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to come back and get into things with our professor of sports, John Poulter. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It's a Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Hey, travelers,
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports weekend edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, your thoughts, your opinions, always encouraged and welcomed at 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website as well. It's dorfonsportsradio.com. A lot to get into, obviously, on a day where we're very close to the All-Star break, as it's literally right around the corner now. You have the Home Run Derby and all the festivities that will be taking place on Monday, which is obviously interesting. And to do some talk about that, as we always do, let's hook up with John Poulter, our professor of sports, who comes to us all the way from Canada. John, good morning. You've got Mike and you've got Andy. How you doing?
Morning, guys. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
No complaints. You know, another day in the Valley of the Sun, which has been actually a little bit cooler but a lot more humid as of late. As we all know, it's monsoon season here in Arizona, so storms aplenty and lots of humidity, lots of heat, but a lot to get into in the sports world and talk to you about, especially with the All-Star game and the break coming up here. First and foremost, John, we're well past the, you know, the midway part of the season. What's the biggest surprise for you at this point in the season? Then we'll talk a little bit about, obviously, the All-Star game itself.
I think the biggest surprise overall, Andy, would be the race in the National League East. I think we all assume that Washington, definitely the best team on paper, I wouldn't say would run away with that division, but would have a comfortable lead by this point. Right now they're sitting in third place, six and a half games out, one game below 500. And that's countered by the surprise, I guess, of Philadelphia and Atlanta. One at 53 and 41, that being Philadelphia. Atlanta right behind them at 51 and 42, a game and a half difference there. If anybody had said to us in spring training that at the All-Star break, Philadelphia and Atlanta would be 1-2 and Washington would be 3 in that division, I think people would have given us some very strange looks. So I guess that, you know, looking at it from a surprise, I'd have to say that division is a surprise. The rest has played out pretty much as we thought it would in terms of who's good, who's bad. And I think the other surprise would be how badly three teams are going, and those three teams being Baltimore, Chicago White Sox, and Kansas City, all of whom are on a pretty good pace to lose over 100 ball games, which tells you that there's a big difference between first and last, and maybe that gap is getting just a little bit wider when you have three teams that could lose 100 games. I know it's happened before, but quite frankly, I don't recall it happening in recent memory. It's got to be late 1990s, early 2000s, the last time that happened, perhaps when the Detroit Tigers were a bad ball club. But those, to me, would be the two biggest surprises, one good and one bad.
John, what, you know, last night we had the St. Louis Cardinals get rid of Mike Matheny. You know, we're so used to seeing the managers for the Cardinals stay so long and just be kind of the constant there for that organization. What happened with Matheny and the Cardinals?
Well, it's interesting you bring that up, Mike, because it was something I was going to bring up. My comment was going to be that it's something that's very un-Cardinal-like, which is kind of where you're coming from. Cardinals have always been an organization of stability, of loyalty, never been one to overreact. And quite frankly, this smells of panic to me. Matheny obviously came in with no managerial experience. I thought the first few years he did a pretty good job. May well have been the team that he inherited. He just carried that over. The last couple of years have been a little disappointing. There's been a number of injuries in the starting rotation, and we all know how that can hurt a ball club. I was a little surprised that it happened when it did. I gather it was about 90 minutes after a loss last night to the Cincinnati Reds. And, you know, Cincinnati's a team that's been coming along significantly in the last couple of months since Riggleman took over there on an interim basis. I guess I'm a little surprised. It makes me wonder what might be next. The name that keeps popping up into my mind is Joe Girardi. And if that, in fact, is the case, that he is the next manager of the Cardinals, I think that would be a, I wouldn't say a significant upgrade, but certainly bringing in a quality name with a quality reputation, giving them a chance to turn this around. So I think what happened there was there were a number of injuries. I don't think the team has played very well. They haven't played very well at home the last year and a half. They haven't played very well defensively the last year and a half, and both of those were always Cardinal trademarks. So I think in summary, Mike, it's a combination of things, all of which are very important in terms of winning ball clubs.
Let me jump back.
Just a little follow-up here. I was just going to ask, what's Girardi going to bring different than Matheny had with the Cardinals? What's the difference between the two?
Well, I think he comes into a situation that's a little bit turbulent, obviously. When you get a manager fired, you've obviously got some turbulence on your ball club. He comes in at mid-season, whereas Matheny came in after La Russa retired. So I think in some respects, Girardi brings a little bit more, I don't mean to dismiss Matheny's personality here, his experience, his credibility, but I think Girardi as a proven Major League manager brings more in now than Matheny did when he started. And I think Girardi has a reputation of being a winner. He's shown what he can do in the past. To me, that would be a significant upgrade. And again, that's not to diss Mike Matheny in terms of either an individual or as a member of the Cardinals organization.
Look, I think it has something to do with the fact that they think that they could compete in that division as well, guys. You know, they're 47 and 46.
Yeah.
You know, 7.5 games or so back of the Cubs, and the Brewers are a game and a half out behind the Cubs now. So, and like we've always said, week in and week out, it seems like you could name a different team that would be leading that division throughout the weeks and season. But look, the truth is sometimes it's good to have a little bit of a shakeup. What was he there for, around 7 seasons, something like that? Is that right?
Yeah, he's in season number 7, Andy. 6 full seasons and let's say a half a season this year.
Yeah, so, I mean, look, sometimes you want a little shakeup. Sometimes you need a little different voice to hear from, and that's, I guess, where St. Louis feels they are at this point. Hey, let me ask you this, because you did mention, and I found it to be interesting, about the teams that could lose 100 games, and they will, let's be honest. You got Baltimore, who's got 69 losses. You got Kansas City with 67 losses. So it's pretty obvious that they will get to that magical number of 100 losses. What can they do to make it a little bit more balanced throughout Major League Baseball?
Good question. If you want an honest answer, but obviously one that's never going to we're never going to see happen, is they need a salary cap in the sport. To me, there's no question that the big spenders can just go out and anytime they want to correct a mistake, they just write a check. And I'm talking about Boston. I'm talking about the Yankees. I'm talking about the Dodgers. I'm talking about the Cubs. I think you need a salary cap in this sport because teams like Baltimore, I think, I don't mean to be disrespectful to the city of Baltimore, but Baltimore is small market. And on top of being small market, it's got another team very close in the Washington Nationals. Philadelphia is not that far away. You got to put a good ball club on the field in order to attract fans. And if you live in Baltimore, it's not hard to go across and watch a game in Washington and vice versa. Those are two classic examples. The White Sox are the number 2 team in a major city right now because the Cubs are winning and the White Sox are not. Kansas City's a small market. They have traditionally built their team through the farm system, And as we've seen in any sport, you build through the farm system, and all of those players mature at the same time. They start to earn big salaries at the same time, so therefore you have to move them on at the same time. And I think Kansas City's just going through that cycle now where they've gone from being a team that's growing to a team that has matured to a team that has won to a team that is now on the decline because they've had to move most of those players. And I think the only way a team like Kansas City and Baltimore, and I'll discount the White Sox for the moment because Chicago clearly a major market, but in terms of Philadelphia and Baltimore and Kansas City, we're talking second-tier markets in terms of population and therefore in terms of capital that is available to the ball clubs and the ownership. I think we have to do something to bring these things closer together, or I think that gap is just going to get a lot wider, and we're going to see situations like we do in European soccer where each country has two or three teams that are at the top and the rest are all fighting to stay alive.
Hey, good points, John. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that. We'll come back on the other side. A couple questions about the All-Star game, and then I want to get your thoughts on the World Cup. Obviously, France and Croatia going at it as we speak in the final of the World Cup. So we'll get back at it on the other side. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, alongside John Polta, a professor of sports, who is now hanging out with us, talking Major League Baseball and a lot more, obviously, on the program. We'll get into a little World Cup with him because I think that, obviously, it's something that's passionate and near and dear to John's heart. So we'll get into that in a moment. Hey, John, any thoughts about the All-Star game and how things are kind of going? Not many people interested in the Home Run Derby, and then obviously some players getting injured. So just in general, your thoughts about the All-Star break and all the festivities?
Well, I used to think that the baseball All-Star game was the only legitimate All-Star game in the four major sports. And I say that because it was clear that the players wanted to win. They were playing a regular game. And when I say a regular game, I take away from the NFL, where there's very little hitting in the Pro Bowl. I take away from the NHL, where there was no hitting whatsoever in the NHL All-Star game. I always felt that the baseball All-Star game was special. It was league against league. You didn't see these players playing each other that much during the regular season, if at all. It was basically the World Series and the All-Star game. Players wore their own uniforms. It was much easier to determine who a player was, what team he was representing, and what league he was representing. With all of the movement now between National League and American League in terms of where players get traded and where they sign as free agents, we've got very few players now that spend all of their careers in one league, let alone with one team. So I think that's a big factor. And quite frankly, with interleague play, I think the mystique of the All-Star game has disappeared over the last 20 years. I always used to think it was fun if I lived in an American League city to watch a National League team in the All-Star game, because I didn't see very many National League games. But now I can turn on the TV and I can watch the Dodgers, I can watch the Giants, I can watch the Diamondbacks, I can watch the Cubs, I can watch the Mets and the Phillies and Braves and so on and so forth. I know those players as well as I know the players in the American League. So that mystique is not there for me anymore, and I think it's become much more of an exhibition and a showpiece than it has a game. And as far as the festivities around the Home Run Derby and that kind of stuff, I don't have a lot of time for that. I thought it was a good idea when it first came out, but I think it's something that's run its course, and I think it's time to shut that thing down. But, you know, they're selling tickets, they're selling uniforms, they're making money, and you and I all know that, you and I both know that that's what Major League Baseball is about. They want to make money.
Yeah, speaking of that and running its course, we're speaking with John Polta, a professor of sports, obviously talking baseball, but now we're going to shift gears because I know that this is near and dear to your heart as well, and obviously it's the World Cup. We're in the final. You got France and you got Croatia going at it. It's been an interesting way for both these teams to get here. We're knotted up at 1-1, somewhere around the 29th minute of the first half right now. This is exciting. It's coming to an end. Talk a little bit about the World Cup, John.
Well, it's been a very interesting World Cup, specifically from the standpoint that a lot of the heavy favorites went out either in the group stage, such as Germany, or in the knockout stage, such as Brazil and Spain. And of course, we had some previous world powers, such as Italy, not even making it to the finals in Russia. So we've seen the emergence of a lot of what we would term second-tier soccer nations, and specifically the African countries, who are now starting to show that there's a tremendous amount of skill in those countries and they're worthy of being in this kind of a tournament. Quite frankly, it's been refreshing to see a team like Croatia, and I say that after watching them beat my England team on Wednesday in a tough semifinal. Croatia, a nation of 4.5 million people, which, you know, to put it into perspective for the American listeners in our audience, Philadelphia, I believe, is 1.5 million people. So take three times the population of Philadelphia, that's a country. And here we have a team that has an opportunity to be the world champion in a sport. And 30 years ago, Croatia was part of Yugoslavia. It was only split off in 1991, I believe. So we're talking about a relatively new country rising to become a world power in a very popular world game. So I think that in itself is a terrific story. But what I've seen is some good attacking soccer. We have been through the last number of years where we've seen a lot of defensive play at these kinds of tournaments. There's been a lot of open play. There's been a lot of aggressive play. There's been a lot of attractive play. I think it's gone a long way to promoting the game, and I hope from the North American standpoint that those fans that are watching and might be even be new to the game are learning what the class of this sport really looks like, and hopefully that will encourage some young men and young women to get out and start playing the game, and maybe Canada and the United States could be more of a power the next time there's a World Cup held.
All right, so this just happened, guys. Novak Djokovic did win his fourth Wimbledon championship title against Kevin Anderson in straight sets. And the only reason I'm bringing this up is because I want to talk to John a little bit about the conversation about how people want to see these guys playing the soccer games longer and longer and not going to penalty kicks and shootouts and things along those lines. And I'm bringing this up because, John, the players at Wimbledon are complaining about the fifth set not going to a tiebreaker and them having to play it out and guys having to win by two games, which is exactly what happened in the semifinal with John Isner and Kevin Anderson. Kevin Anderson beats him 26 to 24, and they go on and play for 6 hours and 36 minutes. The players are complaining about the length of time that they're playing. It kind of was somewhat my problem with what goes on at the World Cup. I'm satisfied with these guys playing 2 hours, and then if it isn't decided, they go to penalty kicks because that's part of the game. The thing I like about Wimbledon was the fact that they play out the fifth set, and they don't go to a tiebreaker like they do at the U.S. Open. But what I love about the U.S. Open is they play into the wee hours of the night, and it's beautiful. Whereas at Wimbledon, they stop the play at 11 p.m. If matches are still going, then they have to play those matches out the next day. Whereas, you know, obviously that's tough on the body, man. One of those players is getting a day off. One of those players isn't getting a day off. All right, John. So the point of the matter is this, is that I'm saying players in the tennis world are complaining about having to play too long, whereas people in the regular world are complaining that soccer players don't play long enough. Is it somewhere in the middle here, John, or what's your argument with this whole thing? Because I personally am totally okay with guys on the soccer field battling out for 2 hours, then going to penalty kicks, but I love Wimbledon and the fact that they have to play it out. I love the U.S. Open and the fact that they play to the wee hours of the night. So try to make some sense of all this, I guess, John.
Well, would there not be a compromise and make it a three-set game the same way that the ladies' game is? We've all heard all these stories that, you know, the women like to believe that the women's purse and the men's purse should be equal and that they're both equal in status now. Why are there two different sets of rules? To me, that you can solve the tennis problem quite quickly by moving to a three-set match. And then if you do have to go 26 or 27 games in the final set to determine it, wouldn't that solve the problem?
Yeah, but that's just not the way it is at majors. At majors, the men play 3 out of 5 and the women play 2 out of 3. It's just the way it's always been. And you know what? To be honest with you, the change that should be made in that case, and I hate to say it, would ultimately be to me to have the women play 3 out of 5, which isn't going to happen. Because in a 2 out of 3 set match for men, I hate to say it, but knowing myself and the way that I play, one set is like, it can go by so quickly. Two sets can go by pretty quickly as well. But if you have to actually beat somebody 3 out of 5 sets, that's when the mental toughness, the conditioning, and everything else that makes tennis so beautiful, that's where that all comes into play, John. And I think if they take that out of the equation at the majors, and it's just at the majors, by the way, that the men do play 3 out of 5. So if they take that out of the equation, I think it takes a little bit out of the whole tournament itself. So I would be disappointed if they did that personally.
But having said that, we're talking about Wimbledon and the U.S. Open, which to me in the tennis market would be the equivalent of the World Cup in the soccer market. And what you're proposing
is not to change
what's happening in tennis, but you would like to see what happens in soccer changed. And that's where I'm...
No. See, I'm personally 100% okay with those guys playing 120 minutes and then going to penalty kicks. I think that is 100% okay. I have no problem with it. My point, again... Those are just things that I love about Wimbledon, whereas they play that last set out, and it's obviously a battle of attrition, who wants it more and all that. What I love about the U.S. Open is the fact that they play to the wee hours of the night. That's not going to change there. That is never going to change. I hear the music. Man, time goes quick when we're arguing, John. I guess that's it for today, man. We'll continue this next week. We didn't really talk too much World Cup and everything, but appreciate you taking time out with us.
Yeah, my pleasure as always. I'll be away the next 2 weeks traveling, so we won't hook up again till the 5th of August.
That's okay. I'll be gone next week. Mike will be running things that week, too. So we'll catch up in a couple weeks. That's John Poulter, our professor of sports. We're going to come back, Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf, and we'll continue talking about the sports world. It's Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition. We'll be back.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. You can get at us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And as we went to a break, things have happened in the World Cup soccer final. France is now up 2-1 as they had a penalty shot, and they made it. They were successful, so they're up 2-1. Novak Djokovic gets his fourth Wimbledon title as he takes down Kevin Anderson. And where I want to go with this, Mike, to be honest with you, is because the players at Wimbledon are complaining about having to play out a fifth set. The public is complaining about the World Cup soccer not playing long enough where they go to the penalty kicks, and some people feel that ruins the game, it takes away from the game. Look, it's probably somewhere in the middle, okay, if you ask me personally. I have no problem with what they do with the World Cup and soccer, which is play for 2 hours. It's a 90-minute game, 30 minutes where they have two 15-minute halves, and then after that they would go to penalty kicks to decide the match. In a Wimbledon tennis match, they play the fifth set until somebody wins by two games. And the players themselves are complaining because it makes sense to me. Look, they're tired. They're, in some cases, they don't finish the match that day, Mike. They have to go out and prepare the next day to play a match, whereas they might be going out three consecutive days to play tennis matches. And Kevin Anderson was suffering from swollen feet and things along those lines where, look, man, you don't have enough time to recover. You're not going to be playing 100%. The quality of the game itself is going to go down a little bit. So I think that that's what people are kind of failing to understand and see, that if you play people till they, you know, basically are completely exhausted, you're taking away from the quality of the game itself. So I don't want to do that personally. I want guys to be able to compete at a very high level throughout the whole way. So to me, I love what they do at Wimbledon. I'm really torn about it because I also love what they do at the U.S. Open, which is play into the wee hours of the night, but they do play a fifth set tiebreaker. So it just goes on length of match. And ultimately, that's not something that people can control. You know, the length of a match, it can just go, and I understand that. But when you have to win by two games, it can go for an extremely long time. So, Mike, where do you sit on the argument of soccer people wanting that game to continue forever, and where do you sit on the tennis guys wanting the game to come to an end, just like it does in most cases where they would play a tiebreaker?
Well, the truth of the matter with me is that I'm exactly where you are at with this. I like the penalty kicks. I have no problem with penalty kicks. You know, growing up, you're playing soccer. Granted, it's not on the World Cup stage or level or anything like that. But, you know, we had a pretty good soccer team, and we played really good soccer teams, and we would play through the overtimes. And then, you know, we had, you know, a handful of games that were decided by penalty kicks. I have no problem with that. If it comes down to that, and not an issue. And like you said, it kind of takes away. I mean, you keep playing, you get tired, and it takes away from the competition of the match, whether it be Wimbledon, U.S. Open, World Cup, you know, what have you. When players get physically exhausted, the competition level goes down. I mean, you see it, you know, I've seen it in college basketball. You know, you get these tournament games that go, you know, what was that, 8 or 9 years ago, you had that 6-overtime game with Syracuse, and those guys were just absolutely gassed. And, you know, but, you know, basketball is a totally different sport. So I don't know how would you resolve that. You just got to go length of match, like you said, with tennis and the World Cup. So I'm exactly where you are with all this. Everything is unique to each tournament. I think it's up to the fan to adjust to it at this point, because I don't see anything changing. You know, fans can complain all they want, but the powers that be, I don't think are going to change the way that, you know, overtime matches, it's penalty kicks, you know, and how Wimbledon and U.S. Open differ. You think of golf. I mean, golf, when the golf goes overtime, U.S. Open, you have to play the whole next day. he had to play a whole 18, another 18 holes the next day. So, and that was unique for them. So I think it's a, I think it's just up to fans to adjust to what's going on.
Yeah. Look, man, you may not, you don't always have to like everything. However, right. I do think in the spirit of competition, I do think it is for the best to have guys play the way that they play it out. I do feel for those guys at Wimbledon when they're playing those matches that are extremely long and they have to play for 2-3 days consecutively. Because normally in a tournament like that, Mike, you're going to get, you play one day, you're off a day, you play the next day. So, unfortunately, the way it works at Wimbledon, they shut it out. It's just the way it works at 11 p.m., they call it quits. And wherever your match is at that point, obviously they're going to probably let it, you play out like a set or a game, but at the end of the day, they're going to make it so that you're done at 11 p.m., you go back the next day. And where this gets guys, Mike, is, or gals for that matter, would be the preparation of having to go through all the same motions that you do on a typical match day when you're doing it on an off day. I mean, so that to me is the whole thing there, where it's very difficult on the body. It's just very challenging because you're used to getting that rest. And then you don't get that rest, it really takes its toll on you. And the same thing for a soccer player, at least in my thought, you're assuming you're getting a certain amount of rest time. The game itself goes for 120 minutes. They took several days off before this match that they're having here in the final game. And ultimately, I think it's to raise the quality of the game, Mike. And ultimately, don't we want to see guys playing at the highest level of their potential? So I guess I don't really understand people in general. Obviously, we don't, and that's why we always try to learn about people. But I don't understand people when it comes to the spirit of competition either.
Yeah. Every fan wants it their way. I mean, that's what it is. And they want things run the way they want them run. But it doesn't always happen that way. I mean, it's almost, you know, you got fans that act like petulant children when it comes to this stuff. And, you know, this is unfair, that's unfair. But like I said earlier, I mean, it's up to the fan to adjust to what the rules are for that particular sport, whether it be Wimbledon, U.S. Open, whether, you know, tennis or soccer. You know, it's on me. I mean, I don't get caught up too much in that kind of stuff because I adjust to what the rules are, and the players adjust. So, you know, it's kind of fun to talk about, but it's kind of a pain in the tuchus to try and describe this and trying to get the fans to come around to so that they can adjust to the rules.
All right, so I want to move on with you, and we'll talk a little bit of Serena, what she did at Wimbledon. Obviously, she loses to Angelique Kerber, the German from in the women's final. And truth be told, Kerber played fantastic. I watched the match, was hoping I would see Serena pull off number 24 as far as all the majors go, and it would have been incredible and it would have been unbelievable. But at the same time, Mike, it was pretty unbelievable and pretty incredible that in her fourth tournament back and a major at that, she was able to get herself back to the final, win six matches consecutively. To win this tournament like this, you got to be able to win seven. But again, Angelique Kerber was just fantastic. She is a really tough player to play against. She's lefty first and foremost, which makes things weird, but she's a backboard. She gets everything back. She can hit the ball with power. She hits the ball very precise. She can hit her spots. And ultimately, she was the one gal that I was worried about for Serena to be able to go out there and beat in a final because she has so many different weapons and she can change her style and her game so much. And Serena at this point, I think that that's the one thing that was going to hold her back because everybody she was able to go through, she was able to overpower. She was able to beat with something in her game that she had that they didn't have, whether it was the big serve, whether it was the big forehand. this was a match where she was going to get tested physically by Angelique Kerber, and she did get tested physically by Angelique Kerber. And ultimately, mentally, it wore on her a little bit. But with that being said, Serena has so many times, Mike, been called a poor sport, doesn't give the other person any credit. After that loss, she was so gracious in defeat that it really put a smile on my face. And I think that that's the thing I love about tennis in general. At the end of the game, at the end of the match, these players have gone out there and battled, in some cases, like Isner and Kevin Anderson, for 6 hours and 36 minutes. And then they go and hug and embrace and have a word. And it's just something very special about it. So these people are all champions. These people are all warriors. And ultimately, Serena didn't have enough to get through and win the Wimbledon final. But what she did in itself was relatively very impressive after the tough pregnancy that she had, coming back, not having as much match play as all these gals do right now. So I was really impressed with her run. I was really impressed with how gracious she was in defeat and how she handled herself. And I know that she and Angelique Kerber are good friends. But ultimately, man, she wanted to win that tournament just as bad as Angelique Kerber did. She was on the wrong side of it, but very gracious and very humble in defeat. So I thought it was pretty cool, Mike.
Yeah. Now, you know, she got beaten straight sets, and that, you know, when you kind of take a look at that, it's like, wow, you know, Serena got beat all over the court kind of deal. And if I'm not mistaken, you can correct me on this, you know, Serena had like 25 unforced errors, or she, you know, she had a lot of things where, you know, she was hitting it out of bounds and, you know, those kind of mistakes that we typically don't see out of her. So, you know, a lot of this, you know, she kind of put on herself, because I think a lot of people, you know, I'm sure you were in this boat, and I'll fully admit I was in this boat, expected Serena to win this major and further cement herself as probably the greatest, maybe even just overall tennis player of all time, if not the, you know, certainly the women's. So, you know, heading into the U.S. Open, she has to be, for on the women's side, she has to be the favorite going in, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, no, I agree. And, I mean, as this tournament went along, she became the favorite too. And I think you brought up a lot of good points. Look, she did some things that she doesn't characteristically do. So you have to give credit to Angelique Kerber for getting her uncharacteristic out there and not being herself. Look, it was just a great fun run. And Wimbledon in general was great. Seeing those guys play 12 hours of tennis nearly the other day, and then obviously coming back to play out the final. I hear the music behind me, man, but obviously sports, they're just incredible. You see the people in France and Croatia going nuts. It's all over the world, people. It's amazing. It brings people together. It brings people down, too. So it gives you all the emotions that you want. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It's another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you. When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time this hour. He's Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. Get at us in a few different ways. You can call us 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. But Mike, looking forward to a full hour next hour talking to you about Summer League and some of the other things that are going on in the sports world, man.
Yeah, no kidding. So am I. But let's not forget that Manny Pacquiao came back last night and had a really good showing in terms of his first fight in over a year. You know, he did look good, but, you know, he did play someone that is not to his level. So we will see how the Pac-Man does it moving forward. Who does he fight? Where does he go from here? So, you know, Summer League to me. You know, the big draft picks, the top draft picks should be dominating. So we will we'll see moving forward into training camp and regular season how you know, how these big draft picks do.
Yeah, man, I'm excited, dude. I really am. Obviously, the Bucks, that's a heartbreaker with what happened to them against Philadelphia. So, look, Summer League is Summer League. It's crazy. It's wild. But truth be told, man, it's sports. And you and I love talking about sports, so that's why we do it. But obviously, hour number one is going to be in the books here pretty soon. That means hour number two is on the horizon. Like you said, we'll probably even talk a little NFL too, bro, because it's right around the corner, man. So much to get into. Obviously, we're going to do it on the other side. So keep it close, everybody. Hour number one in the books. Hour number two on the horizon. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is a Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Protesters chatted and threw rocks at Chicago police Saturday night after an officer shot and killed a man in the city's south side. At least four people were arrested. Several officers were injured. The officer opened fire when he thought the man was reaching for a weapon. This woman was at the scene.
First, I thought it was firecrackers. And when I looked, the man was laying down on the ground. Because I seen him when he was crossing the street. And then the shots rung out. I didn't know who they was shooting at, so I just ran for cover because I don't know who was shooting.
Neighbors say the man was a local barber who had a concealed carry permit. Four people were rescued. Two are still missing after a recreational boat and an oyster barge being pushed by a tugboat collided near the James River Bridge in Virginia.
It's really important that people pay attention to boating safety. So wearing life jackets, being aware of your surroundings, not drinking while you're boating. It's always good to be aware of your surroundings and what's happening.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Crews battling a wildfire in California's Sierra Nevada National Forest are mourning a fellow firefighter killed while fighting the Ferguson fire. Cal Fire officials say Braden Varney was building a fire break when the bulldozer he was operating rolled over. Cal Fire spokeswoman Ann Grandy says Varney's death comes as crews are fighting the fire in especially difficult terrain.
That puts a heaviness and an awareness of just how fragile everything is.
The fire has burned more than 1,000 acres since it started Friday. The Pride Parade drew hundreds of thousands of people to San Diego yesterday from across the nation. San Diego Mayor Kevin Faulkner says it celebrates diversity.
It's all about rights. It's all about coming together as a community and that fabric that binds us together.
The Pride World Forum continues today with speakers from a dozen countries discussing topics related to the international LGBT community. And nearly three dozen airline passengers were hospitalized after their flight from Ireland to Croatia took a sudden plunge of 28,000 feet in less than 10 minutes. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
The second annual Pokemon Go Festival got underway yesterday in Chicago's Lincoln Park. This woman traveled from Toronto to join the hunt involving some 20,000 gamers.
Well, it was so stressful trying to get tickets through the lottery system, and it's been fantastic so far.
Last year, the app crashed, resulting in a class action lawsuit and refunds. This year, organizers added Wi-Fi towers and spread the game out to help prevent tech issues. A jaguar escaped from its enclosure at the Audubon Zoo in New Orleans yesterday, killing six other animals before it was secured. The zoo's Kyle Burks.
He's a young male jaguar. He was doing what jaguars do. I mean, certainly his behavior wasn't out of the ordinary for that kind of an animal.
The jaguar, named Valero, killed four alpacas, an emu, and a fox. A group of veterinarians sedated the jaguar and returned it to its area. An Oregon woman who disappeared a week ago was found alive at the bottom of an oceanside cliff in Big Sur, California, Friday, where she survived in the wreckage of her SUV by using a radiator hose to siphon water from a nearby creek. She was pulled up the cliff by ropes and taken to a hospital. A Waterford, California gas station clerk is being hailed as a hero after she sprung into action to help a woman pleading for help to hide her from kidnappers. KCRA reports the woman had convinced her captors to stop at a convenience store to let her use the bathroom. Once inside, she explained her situation to Savannah Pritchett, who handed her a cell phone and locked her in the ladies' room to call for help. Minutes later, officers stormed in with guns drawn to arrest four suspects. For USA Radio.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you are about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program all over the globe. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. And speaking of the globe, World Cup soccer finals action going on as we speak. France up 2-1 over Croatia. Novak Djokovic winning his fourth Wimbledon championship over Kevin Johnson in straight sets. I'm sorry, Kevin Anderson. I'm thinking I'm putting different sports together there. But anyways, a lot going on in the sports world. As we all know, you got Summer League going on in the NBA. Obviously, that is intriguing to some. The most intriguing thing to me about it is just that it's in Vegas, baby, and people obviously enjoy it and love it and get out there for any excuse that they possibly can, Mike Wilson. And then, obviously, we've got the classic All-Star break is here, man. The boys of summer, man, and we are a little bit past the halfway point, but I think that Major League Baseball this year has been relatively fun, exciting, and good to watch. So, a lot to talk about, brother. I'm excited to do it with you for another hour, man.
Yeah, lots to talk about, especially with that free agency and NFL training camp starting up, buddy.
That's true, man. Like you said, and then Pacquiao also in the ring against a guy that was inferior, but obviously he looked really good. So a lot to get into in the sports world. Get at us, people. It's 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter, Pigskin Opinion for Mike, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online for me. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through a Dorf on Sports weekend edition. We'll be right back.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through a Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can always get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, man. So, a lot to get into, as we know. Like I said, I'll keep you posted on what's happening with France and Croatia in about the 54th, 55th minute now. France on top, 2-1. It is the World Cup final. You did have the third and fourth place game yesterday, I believe, on Saturday, and Belgium got it done, if I'm not mistaken, 2-0. So, look, it's been a great tournament. It's been a lot of fun. But we got to talk a little bit about some of the NBA free agency that's going on. But again, your thoughts, your opinions, they're encouraged, they're welcomed, and we'll talk about anything, to be honest with you. So if you don't want to talk about what we're talking about, you have something else to bring to the table, bring it, 1-800-878-7529. All right, Mike, so the latest couple dominoes or pieces that have fallen in free agency. Jabari Parker goes to the Chicago Bulls, $20 million a year. I believe it's a two-year deal with a second-year option, if I'm not mistaken. So they're just obligated to the 1 year at $20 million, if I'm not mistaken. Like I said, IT now a Denver Nugget, the league minimum or the veteran minimum, I should say, for him. So ultimately, pretty much all of the dominoes, many of the dominoes have fallen. I'm not surprised really with the way that free agency has gone. We knew that the big chip, LeBron James, was going to be something that everybody's eyes were on. And then you've had a few that have gone under the radar. You know, I think the Brook Lopez signing by the Milwaukee Bucks was a pretty good one when you talk about veteran minimums and things along those lines and how he can help the ball club. Ersan Ilyasova, I think they made that pick just in case they wound up losing a guy like Jabari Parker, which they did lose, as we all know, to the Chicago Bulls for $20 million a year. And I just think that price was just too much for the Milwaukee Bucks. And that's why when you have a guy that gets offered that much money, you're not going to match it, especially when you know this guy pretty well, Mike, and you know what he's capable of as he's been in your organization for the past couple of years. And I think the thing that disappoints me about it is that that's a top draft pick that just, you know, is no longer with your team anymore. But other than that, I'm okay with it. However, that is somewhat disappointing.
Yeah, I can understand that. I mean, my Celtics are going to be headed towards that here in another year or two when Brown and Tatum's contracts come due, and you're going to have to make some tough choices, because if you have Hayward and Horford still around at their big contracts, there's going to be some decisions that need to be made, and every team that's ever been in the NBA has to go through this kind of stuff. So it is disappointing to see a former number one pick go somewhere else. But how would you characterize his career so far, Jabari Parker's?
Incomplete. I mean, yeah. Obviously, you know, you looked at a guy that has been plagued by injuries, obviously with the torn ACL and in the same knee. Those are really tough to come back from. And, you know, I actually speak from experience on this one. I've had both of my ACLs repaired. So, one on each leg, obviously not one in the same leg or two in the same leg, which is really, really difficult. But, truth be told, you know what, these guys do have the best doctors out there, Mike. They have the best physical therapy. They have the best of everything, the best treatment, the best training. So he is young. If there's one thing that's in his corner, he's definitely young. And what I saw out of him in the playoffs, you know, was relatively encouraging, to be honest with you, man. So I wasn't disappointed with the effort and the energy that Jabari Parker brought in the playoffs. I just thought it was going to be a difficult guy to go out there and match whatever anybody is going to offer him, especially when you're going to offer him $20 million. So, again, I think Ersan Ilyasova was a protection move that winds up being a very good, solid move for the Milwaukee Bucks. The 3 years, $21 million that he's going to get, when you look at it, that's a pretty good discount when you're talking about $20 million for Jabari Parker and a guy that's going to space the floor for you, probably a little bit better than Jabari Parker. And then again, like I said, you add Brook Lopez, who I think that's an under the radar type of signing for the Milwaukee Bucks. Another guy that can stretch the floor. You know, he does shoot the three ball. Hopefully he can come in and work on the post game to a certain degree, but with Giannis, I don't necessarily know if you want that. So I think what the Milwaukee Bucks are doing is they're figuring out ways to give Giannis some shooting and some guys around him that he's able to spread the floor out a little bit more. So I've got no problems with what the Milwaukee Bucks have done. I'm okay with it, to be honest with you.
No, and it's like you said, Jabari's contract was not something that the Bucks could do. Like, they, you know, you look at that and it's the difference between big market, small market, right there at $20 million.
Well,
you know,
and also you're trying to save some money for Chris Middleton after next year. So
and that's what I was getting at too. Yeah. You know, because you got Middleton coming up, you're going to have, Giannis, you know, coming up, and he's going to be an expensive signature, but he's a signature that you guys, and all Buck fans want, and we all know that he wants to stay there. He's not going anywhere other than Milwaukee. So, you know, the signings, and then look, we haven't even mentioned IT yet. You know, here's a guy that just 18 months ago, you know, maybe 2 years ago, was talking about backing up the Brinks truck, you know, in Boston and getting, you know, $150 million, $180 million contract. And now he's, because of injury, I mean, injury played a huge role in this, is, you know, signing for the veterans minimum at $2.1 million. Still a good gig. I mean, for you and me, that'd be a good gig if we could get it. But as far as someone, you know, of IT stature or what it was just a couple of years ago, it's a big disappointment. And he has a lot to prove. And I think to a certain extent, we kind of have overvalued maybe IT a little bit, because let's face it, before he went to Boston, he was kind of like he was this offense off the bench, and he was kind of a journeyman because, you know, he started in Sacramento, he came to Phoenix to Boston. Okay. He blows up in Boston. He goes to Cleveland. He can't play there because of injury, but two, you know, that's LeBron's show, there in Cleveland. He goes to LA, Now, he did finish the season up nice, pretty nice out there in L.A. I think he averaged like 16, 17 points a game. But it's not the same IT that was in Boston. And I think Brad Stevens had a lot to do with the success of IT and the schemes and the offense that they run out there. But, with IT in Denver, that's a good spot for him. He's going to maybe be able to repair some of that. And I hope he does. I hope he does.
I just think when you're talking about Isaiah Thomas, by the way, IT Isaiah Thomas, he's a defensive liability wherever he goes. Denver, I know that they like to run up and down the floor a lot, and they do have a lot of up and down type action. He can fit in pretty well there, but truth be told, as you know as well as I know and everybody else, you have to be able to score in the half court at some point. You have to be able to play defense. You have to be able to get shut down. You have to be able to shut people down. You have to be able to stop them at times. And look, man, there's a reason why this guy has been a journeyman over the past 18 months. And he had some success. And honestly, Brad Stevens is just an unbelievable basketball coach, man. The more and more you think about the way that he's able to use guys and get the max out of people, he's a special coach, because I don't think anybody has been able to get that kind of thing out of IT since or before Brad Stevens, for that matter. So let's see what happens in Denver, man. Look, I'm worried about the guy having a solid career. This may be who he is now, man. He may be just a journeyman, because when you can't play defense, yeah, I know you got some offensive skills, but you know what? It's tough on you, man. People want you to be able to shut down other guys, and he has a real hard time doing that. We got to take a quick pause for the cause, so we're going to do it. When we come back on the other side, maybe let's get into that Le'Veon Bell talk that you were having with me about him potentially wanting $14-plus million a year. Anyways, keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Ben for the empty set here. Throws, and that's caught by Bell into the end zone for a touchdown.
Bill Brown Jackson's played very well this year for Cincinnati. Lots of time for Roethlisberger. The check down to Bell, almost always a good option. Does he go out of bounds? No whistle, no signal. And it's a touchdown for Pittsburgh.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. He's Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us. Let's talk about the sports world. NFL football not too far away, by the way. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website as well, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And as you heard those clips, Le'Veon Bell, obviously we all know what he brings to the table. This guy is, if not the best, one of the best in the league. He wants $14 million a year, maybe more. I don't know if it ever gets done or if they just keep tagging this guy every year, year in and year out. But ultimately, that's money that's unheard of from a running back position, Mike.
Yeah, it is. And you have to wonder what the cracking point may be for Pittsburgh. Because Pittsburgh is one of the – look, Pittsburgh is one of those franchises in all the sports that players – you don't bully them. They're not going to be bullied. They're going to be like, here's what we think you're worth. We can, and we'll take into consideration what you think you're worth. We'll meet in the middle somewhere, but they're not going to be bullied into signing a guy that they love. I mean, let's make no mistake. They love Le'Veon Bell and what he brings to the franchise, what he brings to the team on the field, but they're not going to sign him and get stuck with a bad contract and not be able to do other things within the organization. They're just not that way. Them in New England, you know, they're not going to do things that punish themselves down the line. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do with Le'Veon Bell. You know, if they keep franchising him, they're going to end up paying him more money every year anyway. So it's for them, they better get something done here before they end up spending more money on a guy that, to some people, he's worth it. To some people, hey, there is a line of demarcation here that you shouldn't cross, and we'll see what happens as we move forward.
Look, at the end of the day, man, it's hard to envision the Pittsburgh Steelers without Le'Veon Bell in that backfield.
Right.
It's hard to envision them without Antonio Brown. It's hard to envision them without Big Ben Roethlisberger, which we all know at some point is going to come to an end, too. Bizarre goal, by the way. In the Croatia-France World Cup final, the goalkeeper for France was kind of messing around a little bit, and the Croatian guy winds up sneaking up and just kind of poking one right through. So 4-2 now in the 70th minute of the World Cup final. So, again, we'll keep you posted. If they score another goal here, Mike, it does get a little bit more interesting. So we'll see how it all shakes out. But getting back to the football, look, we'll see how it all plays out. But, yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, they're paying the guy $14-plus million anyway every year because they keep franchising and they keep tagging him. So, look, either pay the guy. It's like one of those things, you know, what you say to people when they're about ready to get married to somebody, you know. You know the old saying, and I'm not going to say it because I may get in trouble. But the truth of the matter is it's kind of like let's either do this or let's not do this. I mean, you keep coming to the dance every year and you keep signing me for this amount of money anyway. So why not ink a deal for 3 or 4 years or whatever he's looking for? But look, it's interesting, the whole Le'Veon Bell situation. Let me ask you something just in general. Who are you looking at this year as maybe a team to rebound that wasn't there last year?
Ooh, that's a good question, Dorf. I mean, you got everybody that's, you look at it and you maybe think maybe Indianapolis, if their big guy at quarterback there comes back. You came up with a good one today. Dorf,
thanks,
I got to give it to
thanks,
you, man.
Thanks. I'll give you a couple. How's
that? Yeah, go ahead.
I think that the Green Bay Packers, obviously, I mean, look, I'm a little bit of a homer, but the truth is if Aaron Rodgers is on the field, the Green Bay Packers have a shot, man.
Right.
And I'm assuming that this guy's going to be back on the field. He's going to be a little bit more healthy, and the Green Bay Packers are going to be a force to be reckoned with. I actually think they win the division. I think Minnesota goes back a little bit. Cousins will a new guy, high expectations. I do think that both those teams are playoff teams, so the Vikings and the Packers both get in. I think another team to look out for would be the New York Football Giants. Again, I think they're going to be good. We know that the Philadelphia Eagles are going to be good. I mean, that's not going to be a question. I don't know if the Cowboys are going to be all that good, though. I got my questions about them, Mike. So I think that the Giants could be a team to rebound and be really good. Saquon Barkley obviously coming in there, and we know how good Odell Beckham is. And whether you get good Eli or bad Eli, who knows? But the truth is if you can put everything together, and they should have a good defense. That's kind of what helped them a couple of years ago. So if they can get back to that form a little bit, I think the Jacksonville Jaguars are for real, bro. I think that they're right back in the playoffs once again. I think that's a legitimate team.
No, I do too. And, you can say what you want about Bortles, but Bortles played within himself last year. He didn't do anything that was outside of his pay scale. So if he just keeps doing that, and then you add Leonard Fournette and, the rest of them to that mix, and that defense, man, that defense just simply balled out last year. And what they did to the Steelers in Pittsburgh during the playoffs was, I hated seeing that, but it was something to watch because it was almost watching a college team take on a JV high school team. It was that good. So, I'm there with you with the Jags. What do you think about the Niners? Because I think they could be this year's Rams. I'm buying into Jimmy G. I know it's a small sample size that we got of him, but what you saw last year, he just looks like he gets it. Like, he understands how to play the position. I mean, he learned for years under Brady. And now he has a big contract. So now he has a little bit of pressure on him. So we'll see how he does with that kind of pressure on him. But I think the Niners could make a nice little jump this year.
I like the Niners, man. Good call, because that was where I was going to go with you next. So you were reading my mind to a certain degree. I think that the Niners are going to be really good. Defensively, they were pretty good last year. And when you talk about that small sample size, if I'm not mistaken, they beat the Jaguars, they beat the Titans, they beat a bunch of the Rams maybe even late in the season.
Right.
They beat a bunch of teams that were playoff teams last year. And I don't care what people say, they were already in the playoffs and, they weren't playing their best players. They were resting guys or,
you still got to go out and win the games, man.
You don't want to go into the playoffs not playing well. So
right.
I don't buy into that at all. I agree with you. Jimmy G gets it. There's just certain guys that have that it factor. He does have that it factor. And I think there was more going on in New England than we all know about. I think that to a certain degree, he was threatening the job of Tom Brady, which ultimately is ridiculous, too, because we know how good Tom Brady is. The only thing that he doesn't have that Jimmy G has, obviously, is the age factor. So,
right.
and Jimmy G could have been good for years, and you just don't know when it's going to be over for Tom Brady at this point. I mean, the guy's in his 40s, so ultimately the fact that he's even playing at this point
right.
is remarkable in itself. But I do believe that Jimmy G is the real deal. I really do. I don't think it's a fluke. I don't care about the sample size. That kind of stuff doesn't really matter to me. And yeah, Amy, we are watching the World Cup, by the way. We know it's 4-2 France right now in about the 77th minute or so. So just based on extra play, extra time, this thing is coming down to it, and it looks as if France will wind up taking the World Cup. Again, we'll probably have the final before we're out of here, but we've talked about World Cup. Look, the tournament has been fantastic. It's been great. I don't think anybody's complaining about what we've seen, other than the fact that people want to see those guys play games out until they're pretty much dead. They don't want to see the shootouts. I don't mind seeing the PKs. It doesn't bother me. But you know, just getting back to the NFL conversation, there's a ton of great storylines this year, Mike. Like, so many unbelievable storylines. You know, how does Tom Brady come back, and you know, now in his 40s, even more so, with less players to throw to now. You know what I'm saying? Every year he just makes somebody look great. Aaron Rodgers coming back. All the movement with all the different quarterbacks going places. Just so many different things that are going on in the NFL. So we're never at a lack of storylines during the NFL, and especially coming into this season here. So anyways, I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do it. Keep it close, everybody. We're going to come back. We're going to continue rapping about the sports world. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is a Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back, everybody.
Garoppolo in the shotgun. Two receivers right, one to the left. High to the left of Garoppolo. He waits on the snap. He's got it. Garoppolo back to throw. Fires over the middle. That's caught by Kittle. Dives for the end zone and in for the touchdown.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
From the gun, Brady.
Intercepted! A rarity! Tom Brady gets picked off by Richard Sherman.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, my people. He is Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can get at us in a variety of ways. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Big Skin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out that website as well. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, a couple quick things before we get back into some NFL. France on top of Croatia in the World Cup final. About the 82nd, 83rd minute now, it's 4-2. So they're going to need some major help, a couple of goals here in a very short amount of time. So we'll see if Croatia, the team that has been so gritty and gutty throughout this whole tournament, we know second smallest nation, I believe, to ever make it to the final cup, to the World Cup final. So kudos to them. They've been awesome. But France, as we know, a pretty talented team. And maybe at a certain point, talent does finally win out because, as we know, the World Cup has been just amazing, man. So many upsets. So it's been really cool. It's been a lot of fun. I think it's brought a lot of good awareness to people here in the States. And even though the USA was not represented, I do believe that a lot of people have been watching the World Cup. So I think it's been good for everybody, to be quite honest with you. And then obviously Novak Djokovic, man, continues his run. Now I think he's up to 13 majors in his career, his fourth at Wimbledon, beating Kevin Anderson in straight sets. I'm not necessarily surprised by the outcome, to be honest with you, Mike. You had a guy throw out his heart and soul against Roger Federer. I'm talking about Kevin Anderson, who he had to beat in the quarters, and then he had to beat John Isner 26-24 in the semifinals. So not a lot left in his tank, and same for Novak Djokovic, but truth be told, Novak Djokovic is a champion 13 times now on the major scene. So unbelievable what he's done. Let's get back in NFL football, brother. What's on your mind, man?
No, I was going to ask you, what are your thoughts about San Diego? There seems to be some people that are going to – they're jumping on the Phillip Rivers, San Diego – or not San Diego, Los Angeles Chargers, my bad.
It's, no worries. You
know, it should still be San Diego in my opinion, but whatever. but what do you think with the Chargers? What do you think is going to happen with them?
I think it's the same thing that's happened year in and year out. I mean, look, you got a team that – has a lot of stars when you think about it, man. You know, you got the Phillip Rivers, you got the Melvin Flash Gordons, you've got the wide receivers, you've got Antonio Gates, who, oh my gosh, he's like my grandpa for crying out loud. But truth be told, they've never been able to figure it out, Mike. And I mean, I see a similar situation. However, you know, you look at that division this year. The AFC West is what we're talking about right now because you're talking about the Los Angeles Chargers. I think the Oakland Raiders, they're going to be better. I mean, Chucky's there now. You know, you look at him, and obviously I'm talking about Gruden. Chucky is just a nickname. But I do think that John Gruden is a heck of a football coach. He's got a good mind, and I think he'll figure things out for the Oakland Raiders. I think the Raiders are better. Let's see what this Patrick Mahomes kid can do, man. You know, I mean, they wanted to get him out of there last year. Alex Smith is no longer there. He's now a Washington Redskin. So we'll see how, you know, he develops there and how he plays for them. But Now the Kansas City Chiefs have Patrick Mahomes. Denver, I mean, who's their quarterback? You know, I think it's the Chargers. Right. The Chargers somewhat by default because of the other two teams. You don't know necessarily what Patrick Mahomes is going to bring to the table yet. However, they do have a lot of good pieces. You know, Kareem Hunt and Kelsey, the tight end, good wide receivers, Hill. They're pretty loaded, man, to be honest with you. So for him to come in there and have success, I wouldn't be that shocked. So Kansas City, I think, is definitely a team to be reckoned with. Oakland, you got to look out for them. I think the L.A. Chargers third, and then the Denver Broncos fourth, personally.
Okay. All right, next question. This is rapid fire, not exactly rapid fire, but if you're the GM of Tampa Bay, what do you do with Jameis?
Good question. You know, I know that people want to give up on people. I know that people want to give people second chances. And the truth is on this one, you know, Jameis has had many opportunities, Mike, to show that he's grown from previous mistakes and to show that he's matured. And whether or not I think he's a man among boys out there on the football field, that's not – it's not everything, okay? It winds up being something that helps you look past certain things. However, this is not a good look, you know, much like the Steve Keim situation for the Arizona Cardinals. You know, certain people you have to hold to higher standards. Quarterbacks, I think, are guys that you hold to a little bit of a higher standard. You say, listen, you're the leader of this team. You're a guy that everybody looks up to. You're a guy that has to make plays for us.
So, franchise.
Yeah, you're the face. And so if it were me, I would probably get rid of him and I would cut ties because I don't even think his play on the field has been that spectacular either. So I think you're holding on to a number one draft pick. You know, we talked a little bit about this earlier with the Bucks losing Jabari Parker and being a little bit upset about that, but that's about it. And I think that you have to get over the fact that you may have made a mistake. You know what I'm saying? Like, you made a bad judgment on this guy's character to a certain degree. You thought that he was going to change, and potentially he's never going to change. So if it were me, I'd probably cut ties. What would you do, just out of curiosity?
I'm with you. I would cut ties. I mean, we all remember the talk, you know, prior to that draft between him and Marcus Mariota. Which one do you take? And, you know, there was very distinct lines. There's like, you know, Jameis is the best one. He can do this. He can do that. He was in a pro-style system. You know, you got people with Mariota. You know, Mariota talking about, you know, how athletic he was, but, you know, all the stuff off the field, you're not going to have to worry about him. He's not a 5 o'clock news kind of player. No. He's going to stay out of trouble, and he has stayed out of trouble, and he does his job. And, you know, so I would cut ties. I would. And like you said, he's had plenty of opportunity to correct his behavior. And he hasn't done it. And I don't. Football coaches hate distractions, and you're going to have distractions with Jameis Winston. So, cutting ties with him for me would be probably the smart thing to do. What about Cleveland? Everybody is all talking about Cleveland. All this talent they got. They got Baker Mayfield now, quarterback, the gunslinger. Not that they're going to make the playoffs or anything, but they're going to win a lot more games than they have the last couple of years. I keep harking back to, well, then show me. Like, you haven't done anything. Quit. All their fans need to quit talking and just let this team kind of progress as they do. But I'm not on the Cleveland train at all.
Look, stranger things have happened, right? I mean, right. But with that being said, we're talking about the Browns. This is not an right. organization. But yeah. this is not an organization where good things happen. So, I don't think that the Cleveland Browns are making much noise this season. Will they have some glimmer of hope now that they have a young gunslinger in the name of Baker Mayfield? Maybe. I mean, again, I don't know many rookies that come onto the scene and just blow you away. I mean, obviously Deshaun Watson had his moments, but he went down. The guy winds up getting injured. So I just think it's really tough for rookies to come into this league and have a huge impact past week 10 or so, Mike, to be honest with you, because their careers up until that point have been 10, 11, 12 week seasons. So ultimately at a certain point, those guys start to wear down a little bit. They tire out, and it takes them a couple, 3 years to really figure out that grind of the NFL season. So do they win more than zero games? Yeah, I'll give you that. So when you're talking about the Cleveland Browns too, I think let's not get crazy with the expectations. If they win four or five games, they won four or five times more games than they won last year. So a big improvement, it doesn't really mean them winning nine games. It means them winning a handful. So could they do that? Sure. Does it mean that they're moving in the right direction? I don't know yet. I got to wait and see on that. I'm going to wait and see how Baker Mayfield can go out there and handle himself week in and week out. And I'll really be curious to see what they do with a young team like that after week 10 or so.
Okay. I got last one here for you, Dorf.
Sure.
I'm putting your mind to the test this morning.
I love it, man.
All right. So do the Texans and the Giants both make the playoffs?
Texans and the Giants both make the playoffs. Again, that depends a lot on health. Okay. I mean, you know, you looked at what happened with the New York Giants last year. I don't wish that upon anybody. It was a lot like what happens to the Green Bay Packers, just injuries galore left and right. So, you take away some of the injuries. I think that they would have made a push last year to be in the playoffs. And you look at their record, and I think it might have been 3-13 or something along those lines. And you're saying, well, Dorf, that's a stretch. No, it's really not a stretch. This game is won by inches. We all know that. So I think that the New York Giants are going to be much better this year. I really do. So I think that they're definitely a team that I do think could make the playoffs. However, I think that the NFC in general, Mike, is really strong. So, you have teams like...
And they're in a tough division too.
Yeah, no, they're in a very good... I mean, look, again, are the Washington Redskins better with Alex Smith? I don't know. We're going to have to wait and see, right? Are the Philadelphia Eagles back to what they were last year? Probably not, but they're really close, okay? And then they have two really good quarterbacks, so they've got a great luxury. Dallas, I think Dallas takes a little bit of a slip. I do think the Giants come up a little bit, so I like them. And then who was the other team? Was it the Texans? Again, injury, man. If Deshaun Watson's on the field last year, they're a playoff team, Mike. So he was the most electric thing when you think about the NFL for the first 7-8 weeks. Everybody's talking about that guy. He was fantastic. So, yeah, I think they got a real, real good shot to make the playoffs. But when you look at it really quickly, just let me get this in here.
Yeah.
Texans, Colts, Jaguars, and Titans. Is that maybe the best division in all of football this year? I don't know. Time will tell.
Once again, like it depends on health, right?
Yeah.
You know, especially in that division. So we will see. I was just going to say that with the addition of Saquon Barkley, I mean, I saw this guy up personal live at the Fiesta Bowl. I think he's going to take a lot of pressure off of Eli because he can come out of the backfield. He can throw him little swing passes. Obviously, he can take it around the edges. He can run between the tackles. So I think some of the pressure that Eli had last year, as far as trying to make a play downfield, is going to be kind of minimized a little bit with the addition of Saquon.
Dude, it makes so much sense. If you think about what they were really, really struggling with last year was their running game. Dude, they could not get out of the backfield. So having a guy like Saquon Barkley, who's a game changer, a dude that can make a play from your goal line
anywhere.
To the other goal line. Yeah, I mean, this guy is just special. He's spectacular. And his workout regimen, by the way, is pretty awesome, too. I've been watching him a little bit as I've gotten to see him. So, yeah I think a huge difference for the New York Giants with that running game. Takes so much pressure off of Eli. He'll absolutely be able to find Odell downfield, other guys, Shepard. They're not bad, man. Their tight end is good, too. So, truth be told, the Giants will be better this year. And speaking of better, we got to take a quick pause for the cause, and we got to come back with our final thoughts like we always do. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
With the second pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the New York Giants select Saquon Barkley, running back, Penn State.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage. And the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, people, for the final time today. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Real quickly, want to get this out there. France is your World Cup champions, 4-2 as they beat Croatia in the final game. So that is over and done with. And like I said earlier, Novak Djokovic, winner of the men's Wimbledon championship, as he beat Kevin Anderson. And yesterday, Saturday, you had Angelique Kerber beating Serena Williams. Mike, parting shot time, brother. You're up, man.
Anyways, we forgot to mention those kids in Thailand. That soccer team got rescued out of the cave. I mean, that all ends really good. And then just shout out to my late father. It's going to be 2 years tomorrow since he passed away suddenly. And I know he's looking down going, you talked about my 49ers. So shout out to Dad.
Great stuff, Mike, as always. And I'm just going to piggytail you on that Thailand thing, man, because that was just unbelievable. Those kids getting rescued. Just amazing stuff.